Keeping it here with City of North Platte issues, we have Mark Woods joining us in the studio for the first time since Tuesday's election. Mark has been voted to serve the North Platte City Council's fourth ward. So congratulations, Mark. Good to have you back in the studio, sir. Well,
thanks, Tristan. Good to be back.
Now, how does it feel to be in the studio, back in the studio, knowing that you will indeed be the representative in Ward 4?
Well, I'm still processing it. It's quite a, it's amazing. You know, all the people that voted for me and all the people that helped me out through this, it's just so, as they say, it's a really humbling experience. And now I realize these, you know, I have a job to do, and it's extremely important that I represent these people and work hard for them. And it's kind of a little scary, you know. You want to do a good job, and it's kind of sinking in now that I've got quite a responsibility now to the people in North Platte.
And it's a delicate thing, too. Like we've talked about on the program many times before, and I'm sure we've talked about it with you in the past, Mark, but it's a delicate balance that we ask for our council representatives. We ask for you to represent your ward, but at the same time, you represent the entire city of North Platte. So it's a balancing act that you'll be performing.
It is, and the way I look at it is I do represent the voters of Ward 4, and in talking with them, I went out, you know, door to door, and you know, they expect me to look out for their interests,
mm-hmm.
and there's never really been much development up there, and so I will be pushing to get more development on the north side, and that's not against the city's interests. Any development anywhere in this town, you know, is good for the city.
Absolutely.
So I talked to Larry Britton one day, and he told me that when he was a child and he lived on the north side, he said, you didn't have to leave the north side for anything,
mm-hmm.
except to go to the courthouse. You know, they had grocery stores, pharmacies, lots of anything you needed, you could get on the north side.
Sure.
But it's not that way anymore. And I'd like to see it get back to that. If we get more over there, then maybe we can get some developers over there, and we can build houses there, too,
yep.
when the time comes and we, you know, we have the people here in town that need them. And the whole town will grow.
Yep, absolutely. And I think 9 times out of 10, what's good for Ward 4 is good for the entire city. What's good for Wards 1, 2, and 3 is good for the entire city.
Yeah.
So it's a balancing act, but I don't think it's too challenging.
Right. Anything that comes here is good for the city, pretty much, wherever it ends up.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yeah, I think what benefits each ward benefits the entire city.
Yeah.
So it's a balancing act, one that shouldn't be too difficult, but a balancing act nonetheless.
Yeah. There's a lot of vacant ground up there for development in the north side, and you know, I bet you probably get the land a little cheaper than you can here on the south side. So, you know.
Possibly.
Think about it.
Mark, you're already advocating for the fourth ward.
Of course. Hey, that's who elected me. I love these people. They're just like me. My neighbor told me one time, you know, she goes, when I did this, she goes, you know, Mark, you're a north sider. And I hadn't really thought about it, but, you know, I've lived on the north side almost the entire time I've been here. All my rental properties except for one are on the north side. My business is always on the north side. You know, it was never a plan. It's mm-hmm. just the way it worked out. She goes, you know, you've done well enough. You could move. And I said, well, I guess I could, but why would I?
Yeah.
This is my home. So.
And I'm glad you brought up the rental properties, Mark, because I think it's worth noting that your rental properties, all of them except for one, like you mentioned, are within the fourth ward also. So you have more of an interest in the fourth ward than just somebody who may own or rent a home within that ward. But how do you feel your experience as a landlord, as a landowner, will benefit you as a city council representative?
Well, I know what works and what doesn't work. I know the ins and outs of the business. You know, I have a business plan that works pretty well. The north side is ripe for that. I'm there because I could have. I mean, I was a poor guy when I started this. It was brutal trying to get this going, but I could afford the houses there, and there's a lot of houses there which, you know, you can buy and fix up, which is what I really love about the business. You know, it does benefit the city and all, but I just like taking an old house and making it look nice so it's, people can have an affordable place to live. But I can bring all that knowledge to bear on housing.
And your retirement's coming up, too, from the flooring business. Is that right?
Yes. It's it's not gone as planned with COVID and everything. But I was supposed to be done by Election Day, but I'm not. The new plan is by the end of the year. It will not interfere with my work as a councilman. But I think by the end of the year I'll be done, and that'll give me another 50, 60 hours a week to do my job.
Well, and I think in the flooring game, too, if say you go into retirement, then you decide, okay, I can balance a little bit of flooring on the side or a little bit of this in my free time along with the council work, I think it's something that could be manageable.
No. No, I'm done with flooring.
You want to be retired.
Yes. For all my customers, I have worked for so many good people over the years. I'm sorry, but I'm done.
Now, what if City Hall has any needs? We've got a councilman that has some experience now, so...
No. No. Hell no.
Mark, you're ready for retirement,
yes,
my friend.
I will do my own rentals, only because there's probably not a carpet layer in town who would work for me. So I'll have to, but other than that, no.
It sounds like you're ready for retirement.
I am. I've worked hard for a long time.
Yeah, I know you have. Yeah.
My wife and I deserve this.
So can you tell us, getting a little bit in your personal life here, what's on the horizon for your retirement other than serving on the city council?
Well, the city council is probably going to be my main thing. The thing I have to watch about, which my wife has already warned me about, is if I like doing something, I have a tendency to, you know, just really get involved in it.
Dive in full force.
It becomes my focus. And I like government, and I'm going to enjoy this, I think. It's going to be so interesting. But I can't let it take over my life, you know. But it will be my main focus. And I have put my rental business on hold because I don't have the time to service it the way I would like. I mean, little things don't get done. They're nothing big. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you don't want that. So I am going to start that up again in about a year. I've got a couple houses to finish first. But it will be, I'm going to sub out most of work now. I'm getting too old to do it. And I just don't want to work that hard anymore.
And you want to enjoy retirement.
Right. I want to use my brain
more. You deserve that.
And I need the time for the council because that will be my main focus.
And I've noticed, Mark, in getting to know you here the past year or so, you're extremely involved. Not only do you go to the city council meetings, I see you at a lot of different events throughout the community, different meetings as well. I've noticed that you go to the planning commission quite often, too. So now that you're a member of the city council, we know you'll be at the council meetings in the near future. But do you plan to still be involved in the ways that you have been here in the past few years?
Oh, yeah. I'll always go to the Planning Commission meetings because it's going to be at the council in 2 weeks, mm-hmm. generally. And so it gives me a head start on research, you know, what I need to ask, you know, so I have an informed opinion when it comes up for a vote in the council. So I'll always do that. I'd like to go to the CRC meetings, CRA. I'd like to see more how development's done in this town. So I'll probably be showing up. You know, you got a meeting. As much as I hate meetings, I may show up there. I'd like to start going to the county meetings and school board meetings.
Oh, the county commissioners?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but
if time warrants it.
Kind of two full-time jobs, you know, you just got to pick and choose. But,
sure.
But then I'll get a broader view of what's going on. I'll have more facts, and I hopefully can come up with a more informed decision.
Sure. And it seems to me that you plan to be extremely involved as a council representative. If there's different committees or boards that we need a council representative on, do you plan to serve on those if the mayor decides that you're the right person for the job?
Yes, I kind of have that in my head. I hope they figure I'm good for something besides just voting twice a week.
Sure. And tell us, Mark, getting back to this crazy week that we've had, what's the past 24 hours been like since you found out that you were favored to win your ward?
Well, my son was up with my granddaughter. She wanted to be at the party.
Your campaign manager granddaughter?
Yeah, yeah. And so I was spending time with him. And fortunately, one of the people that volunteered for me, you know, they did everything. You know, I didn't even ask them. They'd say, what can you do? And I'd go, oh, I don't know, but I'll call you, Panini. But they just go out and do things. So he picked up a bunch of my signs the night of the election.
Oh, wow.
He came by in the morning, and there was half my signs in his car, which saved me a lot of time because I went out and picked up signs. I have to apologize because, yes, my phone's been ringing off the hook. A lot of people have called me, and there's calls I need to return. The police chief called me and the fire chief and Mr. Kibben, and I've been so busy. I haven't even been to work for about a week now, so I've got to get back on the job. And so I've got phone calls to return, and it's just great. But I'm going to say, this is weird, but I don't like the phone. I would rather talk to people in person. Now, I know this isn't possible, but I will return your calls, and I apologize for being behind, but I was spending time with my son. And
more importantly, with the granddaughter.
Yeah.
So I think everybody understands. They look forward to talking to you soon, I'm sure, Mark.
Yeah, I will get back to people.
Well, Mark, anything else you want to add here as we wrap up?
I just want to thank everybody. It's been amazing. The people on the north side, you don't know this, but a lot of people have donated to my campaign. They don't even live here. They live in other towns. They live in other wards. They thought I would be a good guy, that I would do a good job. And there's people out there that have hopefully helped you by electing me. I hope I do a good job. I will do my best. But everything they did for me, it's like I said, they'd ask, and I'd go, well, I don't know, I'm okay. And they'd just go out and do things. I was amazed. I just has restored my faith in people. Talking to all the people in town, I, you know, walk door to door, and I talk to so many people, and it's just encouraged. My faith in the human race has been raised.
Faith in humanity restored, as they say. I'm glad to hear. Mark, we appreciate you taking some time for us this morning in a very busy week for you, and congratulations to you once again, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Look forward to seeing you back in the studio as an official councilman next time.
I'd be happy to come in if you want to talk to me.
Look forward to seeing you soon, Mark. Congratulations once again to you, sir.
Thank you.
We're going to wrap up Mugs in the Morning after a quick update with Rush Limbaugh.